You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 19th of December 2018. Some fantastic events transpired in the world on this particular day. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens was released. Some great films came out on this very exact day. Kramer vs. Kramer, Raging Bull, Platoon. All films that have gone on to be hailed as among the best in the history of cinema. And on this very day, many, many moons ago, William Pitt the Younger became the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, driving home the younger in his name very hard by becoming Prime Minister at the age of 24. Makes you think, what was I doing at the age of 24? Not much, is my guess. And there was more news coming out of America in more recent times. This was the day in which articles of impeachment were forwarded against President Bill Clinton in 1998. And considering the Mueller investigation circling in on Donald Trump, who knows? All the events on Dalal Street from yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today, coming up right here on A Morning Walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, what a day for the Indian markets yesterday was. That is the 18th of December. Bulls, which were on the back foot in morning trade, reversed losses in the second half of the trading session and helped Nifty reclaim 10,900 levels. According to experts, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's statement gave a boost to Dalal Street, which suggested that his government wants to ensure that 99% of items will attract sub-18% GST slab. Investors to closely track the outcome of the FOMC on the 19th of December, followed by Bank of Japan monetary policy on the 20th of December. The final tally on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex rose 77 points to close at 36,347, while the Nifty 50 ended 20 points higher at 10,909. OMC stocks extend gains on global supply concerns, while technology stocks saw profit booking as the rupee hit a one-week high. The Nifty mid-cap and small-cap were 0.4% and 0.7% up respectively. The advance decline ratio was in favor of advances. Of the 2,062 stocks traded on the NSE, 965 advanced, 755 declined, and 342 remained unchanged. The Indian rupee on the 18th of December rallied by a whopping 112 paise, its best single day gains in over 5 years, to settle at 70.44 against the American dollar as softening crude oil prices eased concerns over India's current account deficit expansion. On the institutional front, FPI were net buyers in India markets for 144 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 182 crore rupees. According to provisional data. The big news we'll be talking about today, good news for traders. NSE gets SEBI's nod to launch weekly options on the Nifty 50 index. Leading bursa NSE on the 18th of December said it has received markets regulator SEBI's approval to launch weekly options on Nifty 50 index, a move that'll provide hedging tool to market participants to manage the portfolio risk more effectively. The NSE said it is currently evaluating the readiness of market participants for the product launch and will announce a launch date shortly. The Nifty 50 weekly options will have 7 consecutive weekly expiry contracts, excluding the week where monthly contracts expire. On expiry of a weekly contract, the exchange will introduce next weekly contract on a rolling basis. The existing 3 monthly options contracts, 3 quarterly and 8 semi-annual option contracts will also continue to be available. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us this morning. Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. The current rally is into its 6th session and the index has now reached overbought levels. Experts feel that the rally may not stretch further on the upsides beyond a point without a pause or some bit of consolidation. This can be the right opportunity for the bulls to take profits in the next session if Nifty opens around 10,950 kind of levels, experts have gone on to say. We'll be watching out for 3 levels over the course of today: 10,819, 10,950 and 11,000. Maximum call away placed at 11,000, followed by 10,900. Maximum put away at 10,000, followed by 10,800. Very quickly, some stocks in the news today. Private sector lender Yes Bank on the 18th of December sold more than 2% stake of Fortis Healthcare in open market transactions. It had earlier sold 1 crore 12 lakhs 39,035 equity shares, representing 2.17% of total paid up equity of Fortis Healthcare in various tranches on the 15th of March. IT and pharma stocks will be in focus again as the rupee logged its best day in over 5 years. The 112 paise ascent marked the best day for the rupee since September 19th, 2013, when it had surged by 161 paise against the American dollar. And finally, technical recommendations. We spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all buy calls today. Capital First Limited has a buy call, target 612, stop loss 520, return of 10%. United Spirits has a buy call, target 710, stop loss 600, return 10%. Exide Industries has a buy call as well, target 281, stop loss 240, return 10%. Capital First, United Spirits and Exide Industries all have buy calls with return of 10%. Well, that's all you need to know before going into trade this morning. We wish you a good day at the markets. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. And, of course, there are plenty of podcasts in between for you to catch up on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.